Now, we have somebody coming in today to do a morning of work experience with the Chris Moyle Show team. So you are a young lad. I don't know what area they're from, Dominic. Do you know what area in the country they come from?
Well, I think they were... really sure. They were brought up in Northampton.
Oh, do you know Northampton?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Northampton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of all days, in fact, for this person to come in, who comes from
anyway,
Northampton.
He's only a young lad.
Yeah.
And he seems very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's coming in to do a bit of work experience with us today. He's going to see.
Bit excitable.
What?
Bit excitable.
Is he?
Yeah. I think he's just nervous, you know.
I think so. Yeah.
But he's very, I don't know whether he's, he plays sports or anything, very athletic figure.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
Mm. Is he going to be hands-on, or is it just sort of
hands
sit
on.
Back and what?
Yeah,
hands-on,
no, hands-on,
is he?
Well, I hope he's hands-on.
Yeah.
I will tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Very handsome. He looks like a professional sports person that's doing an impression of Eric Morecambe. And he,
oh, I'm with you.
Yeah, very lovely.
Oh, stop it.
And he will be coming in shortly to meet everybody, and then we'll show them the ropes and how it all works.
This is a world first, really, isn't it? Because we don't normally have work experience people.
And I think we're going to put them on the webcam, aren't we? So you can watch it. Yeah, you can watch the live streaming.
Yeah.
Not now, while they're shoving down half a loaf of Hovis and a coffee.
We asked him to start at 9 o'clock.
Right.
So he'll be around 9 o'clock.
Well, that's good already, though.
Yeah,
is that showing, so you're keen and
he's
you're
going to be taking
early.
The car park cuts for his calls.
From what I've heard, he's very, very keen.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Making the tea.
Nice.
Getting the sport and news from the printer.
Oh,
that kind of stuff.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Can he do the weather or not?
It's not
I reckon
right
he can do anything.
To put work
read a couple of
people.
Sports stories.
He looks like the kind of man who could do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Dom, if he can do the weather, then surely he can do the weather.
That's a good point.
Anyway, so you'll meet him very shortly and you'll be able to see him on the webcam. If you have any idea who he is, then feel free to text in. But very, very handsome young man.
Yeah.
Very handsome. I would. We'll definitely let him come back for work experience.
Yeah, anytime.
Chris in Norwich says, I can work out who your work experience guest is because I've got Sky on the telly, and according to the Sky Guide, it says who you have in today.
Oh, brilliant.
So I was listening on DAB and it's got it scrolling along.
Really?
Yeah.
Well done for the surprise.
Yeah, I love that. Surprise.
Anyway, he will be here very shortly. Well, he's here already. He's just he's doing some extensive show preparation.
Yeah.
He's reading the papers.
Bless him, a few people, when we said that they were brought up in Northampton, think it might be one of Joe Wiley's sons.
Right.
It's not.
It's not.
Can't believe the connection today of all days.
I know.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Northampton.
Did Northampton beat Liverpool last night in the Cup?
Yes, they did.
When is our work experience boy coming in?
After tedious at 9 o'clock.
All right, but there's a holding slide now. If you will go to the live webcam on the Radio 1 homepage on the website, you can see a picture of our work experience boy. Me, him, and a cake that's meant to look like him. And the cake is looking at him. It's very weird.
Mm. Is this the one that Rachel baked?
Yes. However, we haven't got time for any of that snizzle, because it's time for Allard's amazing Name That TV Theme Tunes Game. But now, it's time to bring in our work experience boy. He's here with us for the morning. Please welcome, what's his name again? Alan Carr! Hello, Alan!
Hi. Hello, Alan!
So, welcome to Radio 1.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
And you're on the webcam, people can see you on our cameras now.
Oh,
hello. How are you? So, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Alan Carr.
Yeah.
I'm 27.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm from Northampton.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, can I say up the cobblers?
You certainly can.
Always.
Hey. Not for the first time. Now, be careful, because Dominic Byrne is a Liverpool fan, so whatever you do, don't really rub it in his face.
I know, when I came in, he gobbed at me.
Oh, no!
Disgusting.
Tell us more about Northampton town, Alan.
It is the Rose of the Shire,
isn't
it? Oh.
It really is.
That's beautiful.
I know. So, yeah, it's a town in the...
Northamptonshire.
Thanks for that. I'm all... No, it's like in the Midlands.
South Midlands, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, yeah. And it's home to the Boot and Shoe Museum.
Oh, love that.
Yes.
Now, I've never been to Northampton Town Football Club. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, funnily enough, my dad was the manager of Northampton
Give
Town
Give over.
Football. Yes,
you
yes.
should write up some material about that.
I know, I don't like to mention it in every interview.
No. I bet your dad's happy with the result last night,
yes,
isn't he?
He is very happy.
I would
yes,
imagine so.
Yes.
Was he there, do you know?
No. He works for Newcastle now.
Right, OK. Yeah. He could have... Oh, well, he'd have been busy last night, then.
Oh, happy as well with theirs.
Yeah, beating Chelsea last night as well. You know, Alan.
I only found out that we won yesterday.
Which we? Northampton or...
I don't know, really.
Right,
just being polite. Football, you know what it's like.
I know. Well, you don't know, that's the thing.
What'd you say?
You don't know what it's like.
No, I don't at all.
So you've come to do some work experience with us today.
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's nice.
Where do you want me? What do you want me to do?
Well,
I will do anything. You saw my CV.
Oh, careful now. What an offer.
Up the cobblers.
Well, I'll tell you. Oh, right, that'll take my mind off things, Alan.
Yeah.
For a few minutes.
I mean, I can do anything. You've seen my CV. I was a store detective at Greg's.
That's right. Yeah. That's where we met.
Yeah. Didn't he, like...
He let me off.
Yeah.
He was over by the steak bakes, and he said, Alan, I need...
I said, I'll give you a couple of pork fingers if you let me off.
And he said,
go on then.
Because it was only your seventh offence, he was going to let you off with a warning.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, but normally I don't arrest the same person seven times in a day.
I was firm but fair.
Oh, you were. Unlike their sausage rolls.
Oh, dear.
Morning, Greg. Well, no.
Well, what do you want me to do? I'm at your disposal.
Here's what you can do. And now, tell us where you draw the line. Obviously, we need tea.
Yep.
We need to get the scripts together for the news and sport.
I can do that.
Which, you know, Dominic works on himself.
Yeah.
It's not like Five Live where they seem to hand it to them on the plate. I can't get over that.
I draw the line at urinals.
Right.
I won't do anything like scrubbing
toilets
or anything.
Well, that's not in our brief anyway.
And if you check our toilets, neither do the BBC. We're fine. Come on. You can help with some of the car park catchphrase callers, getting them prepared.
Yes, I can do that. Yes, I've used a phone before.
That's good. And then just generally assist Fiona, who's through the glass.
Yes,
Tell you what, Alan, you know, I've come with some entourage. Good Lord, how many people have you got there? Look at that.
They're the lovely people from More Magazine.
What, everybody in there?
Yeah.
Good Lord. That's like so solid crew in there.
Mm. They're like the new lineup for Sugar Babes.
Who's the odd-looking fella in the pair of shorts?
Oh, I don't know who he is.
What's that all about? See that? Look at him.
Has he cycled in, or is that just leisure attire?
He's the lovely photographer.
Ah.
Yeah.
So hang on a second. This is you doing... Are you writing a feature for More Magazine?
Well, I have a column for More.
I know. I look at your column every week.
Thank you. What a lovely column it is.
It is.
And I'm
wordy.
I'm interviewing you later.
Oh, very wonderful.
Yeah. And I thought I'd come in and do a bit of work experience, see how it all works and everything.
You look very well, Alan.
Do you think so?
Have you been working out?
Give over.
Are you sure? You're very buff.
No, I think it's the way this is... jumpers hanging.
Oh, well, you look very well.
Off my man boobs.
No.
They are looking...
Yeah. Hello.
This would make a great magazine article, wouldn't it? You coming in and then interviewing Chris and helping out and...
Yeah, maybe we could put it in the magazine.
You could make a whole piece out of it.
Yeah.
And then you could personally write it all up yourself.
Whatever.
And then... And then they could put it in More Magazine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've always said... With More Magazine, it's like a magazine, but more.
Oh, yes.
In fact, I believe that's what Alan's agent was saying when they were renewing the contract.
Yeah.
It's for More Magazine. Yeah, more. That's right. No, we want more. Bless him.
Oh. So what do you want me to do, then? Do you want any cup of tea? Does any of the team want breakfast?
We've had breakfast.
No, I'll have a tea.
Tea?
Can I have a tea, please?
How'd you take it, Alan?
Oh, in a cup.
It's awkward. I have half milk, half tea, and three sweeteners, if that's all right.
You are having a laugh.
That is genuine.
Oh, that's wrong, isn't it, for a work experience to start judging people? You're joking?
You'll take it as it comes, Alan, and be grateful.
Does any of you lot say I'm sweet enough as it is?
Oh, God, I'll do it. Can I have milk? Milk, please, in my...
Sugar?
What, darling? So you know how to change it.
Oh.
No, I'm sweet enough, thank you.
Oh, you... And then you have to laugh at the boss, don't you?
plus, I've got a very rare disease. I'm allergic to sugar. I might die.
You're diabetic, aren't you?
No.
So anyway,
I'll just have tea with milk, please.
Tea with milk.
Thank you.
Can I have a water, please?
Oh, water. Still or sparkling?
Half and half.
Oh. Are you going to get me to do that thing where I go out and get some tartan paint?
Yeah, well, actually, we do. Alan was going to send you up to reception to wait for a long stand that we're having delivered. Yeah, and if you could get some... and we also... Don't you need a left-handed screwdriver for the...
And I'm lacking a bubble for the...
Spirit level.
I'm
lacking a bubble for my ladder.
We're going to send you out to get these impossible things. Could you also look for my wage for the last 2 months as well? That would be great.
Right then, shall I get on with the tea?
Do you know, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, Alan Carr, Justin Lee Collins, a few years ago, they ruled Friday night television. Hmm. And now Justin's a busker. And Alan works for a magazine.
Where did it all go wrong?
It hasn't gone wrong. Think of the money. All right, well, yeah, so but listen, you can come and go as you please.
Okay, I will.
Just don't clatter around too much and make too much noise.
No, I won't.
The secret is not really being seen or heard, you know.
We
can just carry on without noticing
you're
here. You
don't like that on the Chris Moyles show, really. Yeah.
Your job is the opposite of ours. Yours is to be seen and not heard, and ours is to be heard and not seen.
Oh, right, okay. Now, which way is the kitchen?
That way.
It's more a tea preparation now.
Fiona will guide you.
Okay, right. Half and half. You're a diabetic.
Right, milk, please.
And you want...
And he wants... Right, all good.
Okay,
thank you, Alan.
Bye.
I like this new work experience, boy.
He's all right, isn't he?
Is he married, do you reckon?
I don't know.
No.
Didn't ask.
Well, there you go. I'm exhausted already.
27.
Ah.
27, did
you say?
Must
have meant stone. And I can't believe you just said that, Dominic. That was outrageous.
I'll say that.
Making jokes about him. Tell you what, where's that bloody work experience kid with his teas?
It's taking a while, isn't
it? It's taking ages, isn't it?
Well, now he's got a problem because he can't get in the door.
He's got
help
two
him with
teas.
The door, will you, Alan?
Oh, no, he's coming in.
That's embarrassing.
Let's see if he can do this. Oh, here he comes. Here comes Mrs. Overall.
Get them while they're hot.
Oh, that's nice. Now, which one is that? Me?
Yeah, Moylesy. Yeah. I saw it on the side of the cup, so I knew it was yours.
Thank you.
I used my initiative.
This is my coffee, yeah.
Did you say coffee?
Oh, for God's sake!
No, did you? I thought you said tea.
Did you not pay attention? I'm going to give him the hairdryer treatment. Mm. I said coffee. Am I on the air? No, the tea's fine.
Sorry, love.
Is that mine?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Alan.
I couldn't find water for Dominic.
Oh, don't worry about him. Oh,
so what did he give him?
It's the corridor. Around there, there's a little dispenser, water dispenser around there.
Oh, OK.
Alan's thinking, no, seriously, how seriously are we actually taking this joke?
Sorry.
You want me to go around and actually get him water?
I had my tea, yeah. How seriously are we taking it?
Oh,
but it's fine. It's cool. It's cool.
Well, listen, that left-handed screwdriver ain't going to find itself. And that Vidi printer's been... buzzing out there.
The what?
The Vidi printer.
What's a Vidi printer?
The Vidi printer is what you have a final score when it comes through from Rushton and Diamonds.
Oh, no, all the things of all the messages coming out.
The texts.
Fax
yes,
machine.
Have you worked in an office before, Alan?
What is that noise? It might be my beeper going off.
It's the Vidi printer.
My pager keeps going
beep, 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 beep. We're all going to call home.
No, so, your tea's now. You didn't want sugar, did you?
No, I didn't. No. That's sweet enough?
Oh, yes, I forgot
thank
about you.
Thank you very much.
Let me just try this. It's an unusual taste.
Because you know what I've found? You don't have that... Oh! I didn't poison it.
What do you mean? I'm not in it. I'm in him. Thank you very much, Alan. Well, we'll give you some more jobs to do later.
But they don't have tea bags. You have those little capsule things that you put in.
Oh, I can't use that machine.
Yeah.
No, it nearly bit my finger off. I nearly sued. Where there's blame, there's a claim.
Well, good luck.
Can you imagine? Dreaded me coming in to do work experience for a skit and then I end up suing and losing a finger.
Oh, you don't want to lose a finger.
Yeah. No, honestly, I put it in. Have you ever done that? And it's got, like, teeth.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Don't bother making any more tea. We'll do the tea from now on. It's fine.
Alan, coming up today on BBC Radio. Chris isn't here yet.
No, he's not.
Sorry.
Alan, we've got a slight problem. Chris isn't here yet, so do you want to...
You can jump on that mic
DJ
there?
Now for a minute.
Is that my sport? Thank you.
I know your work experience.
Thank you very much.
So,
what do you say now?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know where Chris is. He's normally here by now.
No.
Matt, could you have a look?
Yes, I'll look. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed your work experience so far, Alan?
Yes, I have. I was just chatting to the cleaners out there. Yeah. Oh, we're having a right laugh.
Could you pretend you're hosting? So this is the Chris Moyle Show.
Hello, it's the Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Great.
That's good. That buys us another 10 seconds.
That was Tiny Temper.
That was Tiny Temper.
Yeah. Who's performing at One Extra Live.
Who's performing at One Extra Live.
Brilliant.
They can't hear you, Alan.
Sorry.
Feeding me these lines, can they?
No, they can't. It's
fine. Good. They do think it's coming.
Are you looking forward to One Extra Live, Alan?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah?
It's on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Who are you particularly looking forward to seeing? Tiny Temper.
MC Hammer.
Yeah, MC Hammer. Yeah.
End up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flavor Flav.
Oh, yes.
Right, we need to go to the news and sport now. There's no Chris here yet, but he won't be long. Would you mind printing off Tina's sport bulletin and bringing in her
script? Oh, I've got the sport.
Script?
Yeah, I got the sport. I preempted that. I thought the sport's coming up.
Brilliant.
I'll print off the sport.
Brilliant, okay.
Then I'm sure Chris will be here within minutes.
Oh, okay,
so
okay. So what do I do? Just bide me time?
Oh, there he is.
Chris! Chris, come on!
Issue the glass.
We're late for the news, I've got that tartan paint to buy.
Yeah.
I rang up B&Q about that bubble.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
They said they were waiting for it.
Well done, Alan.
Oh.
You passed the first test. You managed to do exactly what I would have done.
Yeah.
You came off the back of a song confused and didn't know who was playing on One Extra Live.
Oh, Chris, I was smooth. People didn't even know you weren't here.
No, I know. We were sitting watching it all on the webcams.
Oh, the webcam again.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where is the webcam?
There's one there. There's a camera in front of you. There's another two there. Oh. There's six cameras.
Oh, no.
And you work in television? Where are the cameras? I can't see them.
Yeah. Oh, that one don't take any prisoners, does it?
Oh, well, no, it's all right. I can zoom in, though, if you want that one.
Oh, no, don't you dare.
Zoom in. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Which is my best side?
Turn around. There
you go.
Oh, yeah. Pick on the new boy.
Well, look, I had a clean record all day for hitting the news on time, and now Piers will come and have... he'll come up to you after the show, our exec producer, and go, Alan, dude... you were late for the news, dude, and you didn't know who was in One Extra Live. Come on, dude. And then you'll go, yeah. If you walk away from that meeting and don't really know what his point was, then you've really have become one of us.
Okay.
Right, so let's do the news, and then after the news...
Alan's printed our script, so we're all ready to go.
I brought the news, sport, everything's up to date. Unless the news has changed in the last minute.
No, it's fine.
You can't complain.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is we'll teach you after the news how to be a DJ and talk over the records and hit the vocals.
And I'm learning that from you.
Yes.
I wasn't being funny, I was just...
No, I know you were. I've seen your last DVD. Now then, I'm only joking. Right, so we'll teach Alan how to be a DJ after the news and sport with Dominic and Tina.
Digital FM. Online. This is BBC.
9:37.
Right.
That was
sweet. Here's our brand new work experience DJ. There you are. Your little jingle.
Yeah. Well, listen, One piece of paper missing. It could have been worse. Could have been the whole script.
Well, yeah.
And it was under his bag.
It was under my bag.
When it comes to sport news, though, when that's one bit of paper missing, that you're missing the news.
Well, if you put it like that,
yes,
it makes me look very unprofessional.
So, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to teach you how to be a DJ.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So I'm going to play a little jingle and then a record... And I'm going to talk over the record, and then you stop talking when the singing comes in. I hit the vocal. It's really simple. Anybody could do it. Are you ready?
The trouble is, I do have my own show on Radio 2.
I know, and I've heard it, Alan.
Okay, I get it. I walked into that one.
Without Emma, it's all over the place. Seriously, just like you sound like you're talking in your sleep without Emma in the records.
And another thing.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, so what do I do?
Well, if you want, I can play a Radio 2 jingle if it makes it easier for you.
Oh, can you? Yeah,
if you want to do that. Where would the Radio 2 jingles be? Does anyone actually know?
We used to have ones for all of us, didn't we?
Somewhere. Yeah, we used to, yeah.
Chris 1.
And then won't it confuse people who are just listening in?
Yeah, but that's all part of the fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
We like to confuse the people who just switched on. That's fine. All right, so, do you know, I don't have any. I've got Alan Jones's one, but that's... 88 to
91 FM. You can just sing Alan Carr.
Ready? Alan Carr.
Yeah.
Right, hit the vocal.
Right, now we've got... Robbie Williams. Oh, and Shame with Gary Barlow, which is straight in at number one in the charts.
No, it's not been released yet.
It's not been released yet. And when does the
little... Right.
Enjoy.
No. Oh, you have to stop before the singing.
I know, but I can't remember when it came in.
Okay, do you want to do it again?
Yeah, okay. 88 91 FM. Alan Carr, BBC Radio 2. Now we've got a right treat for you now. Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow singing the not-yet-released song Shame. Coming up now, in a minute or two.
Nearly.
Come on, you'll get it this time.
You can't pad, you've got to just keep talking. You're going to make it interesting.
Really?
Try and make it interesting. You're going to make it semi-interesting.
Okay.
You almost nailed it.
Come on. Tell a funny story or something, or, you know.
What, in 5 seconds? Alan
Carr. Yeah, about 20 seconds.
Now, listeners, we've got a treat. It's Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow, who you might have seen in Take That. They've got together to sing a song called Shame. And here it is. Well, there's three
versions of it. Right, now, that's your Radio 2 style. For Radio 1, you need to be a bit more uplifting.
Oh, no, I'm worn out.
No, it's fine. You can do it.
You'd be more punchy from Radio 1.
Yeah. Okay, you ready? Yeah. Shall I show you how it's done?
Yeah, go on then, please.
Okay, all right. Radio 1. 9:40 in the morning on BBC Radio 1. Hot rockin' flame throwing across the UK with the freshest new hits. This is new from CeeLo Green. Like that, okay? And I'll give you a little bit of echo on the voice.
Now listen. Oh, now this song, CeeLo Green.
It's the radio.
Thank you. You see, you need to tell me things like that, because I know what the original's
this
called.
This is called Forget You. Okay. Yeah.
You see, I need to know this.
Forget You.
But this could go horribly wrong, couldn't it?
I know.
Here's CeeLo Green.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Alan Carr, go.
Yo, listen to this. Yeah. Coming through your luggles. CeeLo Green.
Yeah, all right. Now, what did you say about lug holes and what's...
That's me scratching on some decks.
Nice. All right. Okay, well, let's...
It sounded like the MIDI printer coming in again.
And it's CeeLo Green.
Yeah, are you sure I can't do something else in the office?
No, this is good. I'm helping. You watch Dermot won't know it's him next time you're after him. Hey, thanks, Dermot. Let's go. Like that.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Go on, then. Here we go. Last time now, because I'm drained.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm Pisces. Here we are. Radio
1. Yo, Shizzle, here we go. Get down. I want to see your dancing feet moving. It's CeeLo Green.
I would listen to it, though. Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
I would.
Andy Parvis just rang. He said, what day do you want the weekend? Saturday or Sunday? It's not a problem.
Those are the only options, though.
Wow. Weirdly, you're doing better than everyone here.
Oh.
Should have heard Dave when Chappers didn't turn up for that show one day. Oh, it's like a train wreck.
Truly awful.
Alan is going to now go and brief the car park catchphrase callers.
Yeah, I'll do that now.
He needs to say to them, when Chris says, what's your name and where do you come from, you tell him your name and the area where you live.
Okay.
Shall we have a practice?
That's what you do.
Hello, what's your name and where do you come from?
That's it.
With energy.
with energy.
So you got to
Yo, shizzle! Where you from?
No, you tell them to meet up and lively. You don't have to do it to them on the phone.
Oh.
Yo, snizzle, I'm putting you on in a minute. All right, ragamuffin. I think you'll be fine.
Okay, I'll tell him to be more upbeat and everything.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I'll do that now, shall I?
Yes, you don't do that now.
All right.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye.
9:43. That was our work experience boy, Alan Carr. He can't hit a vocal. He crashed it every single time. So unprofessional. Anyway, this is a new one from Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow, which is coming out in a few weeks'
well,
time.
There's three versions of this story, mine and yours, and then the truth.
Right, it's 9:51, Car Park Catchphrase time.
Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. My only car impression. Bum 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 bum. Tina, where's your bum singing? Bum 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 bum. Dave, join in. Bum 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 bum. And Alan, any from you?
No, don't do that.
No, neither do I.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Polly. Yeah, I'm here.
Polly.
Yeah.
Can you please can't be upbeat?
No, he's still prepping the callers.
Okay.
Alan. What? We can hear you.
No.
We're on now.
Okay. Polly, don't swear, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
Go on, prep line two.
Have fun.
Morning, Polly.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. So, well done. You're the new queen of Car Park Catchphrase.
I believe I am.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah?
All right. Well, we'll chat to him in a minute. I just want to go and check on line two to see if he's got time. All right, hang on.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Jackie, you there?
Oh, my God.
Get your horn ready, yeah?
Alan!
Alan!
We can hear you again.
Stop listening in!
Well, no, this time, we're putting them on the air, you should have prepped them.
I'm talking to Jack.
All right, fine. I'll stay quiet then, off you go.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Don't swear, please.
Right.
I won't.
Have you got your arm ready?
My horn's ready, yep.
Yeah, and try and be upbeat.
Say yo, shizzle.
Yeah,
no. Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo!
Yeah, all right.
You're in the zone, I love it, Jack. Yeah,
all right.
I'm well in the zone.
We've got them prepped now, Alan.
That's great.
Classic. Line two, what's your name and where do you come from?
I'm Jack and I'm from Portsmouth!
Yeah! Oh, hey. A nicely prepped caller,
though. Yeah, that was amazing.
How are you, Jack?
Yeah, I'm very well, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Right, are you both ready to play the game?
Yep.
All right, Polly, best of luck. You don't want to lose on the first day of being queen.
Horns at the ready.
Right.
Fingers steady.
Come on.
Let's play
Car Park Catchphrase. Yeah, all right, that'll do. All right, everyone ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go with the Car Park Catchphrases of the Car Park... Thanks, Dave. Car Park... Catchphrase.
Here we go.
Mr. Fish is working in a health spa in West London, and look who's just walked in.
Who?
That's right, it's producer Allard and producer Dominic Byrne from the Chris Moyles Show on BBC Radio 1.
Two producers.
Wow. Now, they're here for a little sauna to help them block their pores, but Dominic has got a little problem that he's a little bit embarrassed of, Polly.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone and left his towel in the changing room, so he's asking Allard if he could, like, just chuck it into the sauna for him. Who was that?
Polly.
What are you saying, Polly?
Throwing in the towel?
You're
absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's the Car Park Catchphrase we were after. Well done to you.
A little shrug, Polly. And a... Jack sounded like the fellow come down with me. Yeah. Here comes Maureen. She's got some wine with her. That's a surprise.
Well done, Polly.
Thank you.
Point to you. Jack.
Yep.
Come on, son.
Well, I'm trying.
I'll get you, Mellon. All right, one to Polly, none to Jack. If Polly gets the next one right, she wins.
Let's have another
car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is helping out his good friend Mr. Patel. You know, he's got a little corner shop at the end of the street. At lunchtimes, they get a lot of school kids in, most of them boys.
Right.
And Mr. Patel has had problems in the past with them nicking stuff. The little scamps. He's told Mr. Fish to only let four in at a time. But Mr. Fish wasn't listening properly and has gone and let in 40 of the schoolboys all at once.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
He goes, "You've made an error with these schoolboys," says Mr. Patel, who sounds like he's from Leeds. No way, Polly.
Yes, Polly.
What are you saying?
Oh, a schoolboy error.
Oh, schoolboy error.
You're a winner.
I'll get you, Polly. Never mind, Jack.
I'll try my best.
Yeah, best of luck with the rest of life, folks.
Yeah, cheers.
Have a nice weekend. Bye.
Bye, Jack.
Bye, bye.
Hey, Polly, well done!
Yeah!
So, listen, you will be back on Monday, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Because we don't play tomorrow.
Okay.
So, listen, well done. Isn't it, Polly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quiet now. Have a great weekend, Polly. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye!
Bye! Bye. Thanks, Stu from Scarborough, who's texted to say, Dave, it's spelt Renault, but commonly pronounced Renault.
No, give over.
It's Renault.
Stu. That's Renault.
Is it a silent T?
Yeah, apparently I didn't realise that, Stu.
Well, listen, we better finish because it's almost 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And Phone Cut is next. Thank you very much for listening this morning. Thanks to our work experience boy, Mr. Alan Carr, as well. And that's it. There's only 18 seconds left, Alan. So there's no point in calling anybody in. Thanks, Alan.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Do you want to join in the handover with Fern Cotton?
Well, Fern wants me to do work experience on her show now.
Well, let's the pips now. And then she'll come on and she'll go, morning. You watch this.
Morning.
Morning.
Oh, yes, we'd love Alan, please, on our show.
Well, he's working with us, I'm afraid. Sorry, get your own work experience,
laddie.
You've
finished the show now, haven't you?
We have things to do. We have other jobs for him.
Well, I can multitask, Fern. How many sugars?
I'll have one, please, and a nice tea with a bit of dash of milk.
The thing is, Alan, because Fern's a bit of a hippie, she doesn't like drink normal drinks or eat normal food like what you and I does.
Oh.
So she probably wants some kind of herbal pebble
Soya.
Tea. Yeah.
With breast milk.
Yeah.
With breast milk?
With the breast milk of a mummy goat.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can do breast milk.
Well, I'm sure.
No. I'll just have a water, thanks.
Yeah, it's safer, isn't it?
Please, Alan.
Oh, I've got them out now.
Alan, you were very good at prepping the callers, though.
Thank you.
They were very upbeat, I thought.
Yes.
if you're more than welcome to share him, Fern.
Can
you?
I?
Yeah, sure. Mm.
All right, then. Stewie, do you want a drink or Cornish Fairy? Do you want a drink?
I'd go for a drink, please.
He's just tipped hand sanitizer stuff all over himself. He wants his desk cleaned. Can you clean Alex's desk?
Okay, I'll be there in a minute. I'll just get me mop.
Lovely.
They do have. See now, if you look at the screen behind you, right? That's what's his name again?
Alex.
Alan or something. And he's got really bad OCD, Alan. He has to clean everything all the time. And he's got his sterile wet wipes in front of him.
Oh, I thought that was his thermos.
No. No, that's.
I thought he likes soup.
That's his wet wipes. Anyway, you can go in, if you want, he'll show you how to use the wet wipes.
Lovely, I'll go there now.
And sometimes he has one of those little sort of spray cans that cleans in between all the little bits in the keys in the keyboard.
Oh, he is so a bit, isn't
he? Hey, Alan, it's fun at Radio 1.
You lot are crazy.
I know. Boo! I've got my cow disease. I don't really. Anyway, you all right, Fern?
Yeah, very well. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good, actually.
Your cold is still there. Have you had a sauna yet?
No, I haven't. Alan was saying there's a sauna near him that I could go to. Would that be all right, Alan?
Yeah. Clothing optional. You'll love it.
Oh, my goodness me.
Oh, maybe. I'll give it a go. Never say never.
Exactly.
Open up your paws.
I'll open up my...
Bet it paws.
Right, sure. Fern, stop it. You cheeky monkey.
Oh, dear. Well, we must get you better, because it's been a whole week now, and that's not good.
I know, but you do sound a bit coldy as well.
I'm just a bit tired now. I had quite a long day yesterday, but I'm all right. I'm all good. I'm happy. I'm in a very good mood, so that's it's all good.
Did you have a long day yesterday, Alan?
Not really.
Well, do you know... I reckon Alan just gets up, watches a bit of breakfast telly, or as he calls it, Deal or No Deal, and then makes some tea and goes back to bed.
Yeah. Can I just go now? Because as he's gone past 10, I'm actually on double time.
Are you going to go back and watch This Morning? Is that your next thing on the schedule?
That's it, yeah, and then a bit of a Flog It and Cash in the Attic, and then I'll be back to bed.
Hey, what a compliment for to say to the girl who's about to do 3 hours on the radio that Alan's about to go and watch television.
Well, I thought he was going to help out on the show, but he's obviously denied it. He's shunned us already, so you can go and watch This Morning.
Fern, don't get carried away. It's merely a feature for More Magazine, and as soon as we switch the microphone off, Alan's going home.
In my limo.
Oh, well, thanks, Alan. We could have really done with you on the show, but it's all right. We'll cope.
Next time, love.
All right, then. Thank you.
Never mind.
Have a lovely day, you lot.
Bye! BBC. Radio.